0670. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-476-0670. 1-800-476-0670.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Mostly sunny skies and pleasant today. Highs mid-50s this afternoon.
It's 34 degrees at 5 a.m. this Monday morning at the Automated Office System Studios. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first. I'm Joe Thomas in the morning.
Dozens of people gathered in front of the federal building in downtown Charlottesville to rally against a war in Iran following last week's airstrike that killed an Iranian military leader.
One protester shared why she supports peace.
We now have wars that never end, and we have war after war after war. We have multiple fronts. We have people, mostly civilians, dying, and it's just out of control.
This rally comes as the Trump administration warns Congress that Iran could retaliate against the U.S. within weeks.
In the wake of the U.S. missile strikes that took out the Iranian Minister of Defense and the Iraqi parliament's call for the U.S. troops to leave the country, Senator Mark Warner was on Meet the Press Sunday saying it doesn't appear that the U.S. can be looked at as stronger and smarter.
If our NATO allies don't feel like they're going to be informed before we take this kind of action, and frankly, if the people in the region that were against the Iranian regime all across the region are now rallying against America.
However, Senator Warner says it was important to take out Iran's top general.
Soleimani, taking him out was a big thing. This is one of the top three leaders in Iran.
And Congress must focus on two things.
Protect the American people and be a co-equal branch of government with the administration to make sure that we keep Americans safe. We also have to take on the responsibility to conduct a full and fair trial.
Hundreds of people lined up with their pets at a free rabies clinic in Flavanna County over the weekend after a dog with rabies was captured last month.
VDOT is instituting a major change in traffic control patterns just north of Rio Road on Seminole Trail. You will no longer be able to make a left turn onto Rio Mills Road, nor will you be able to cross Polo Grounds Road to Rio Mills Road. Southbound, you will be able to make that left. Drivers will be taken to Ashwood Boulevard, where they will make a U-turn to get to Rio Mills, or you can use Berkmar by going just a little further and making a right there.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 34 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on Seaville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Join Mark Patrick Seminars and lose the weight or stop smoking guaranteed for only $49.99. That's right. Weight loss seminar Wednesday, January 15th at the Holiday Inn University Hotel in Charlottesville. Time is 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Stop smoking seminar starts at 8 p.m. Registration starts at 7:30 p.m.
Capital One knows life doesn't alert you about your credit card.
Next stop, Graham Street. And Brian in the khaki shorts, your GNL Energy.